All right, so I don't know what the heck is going on. You know, I've been gone for 2 weeks from the VOC Nation and from In the Room. I can't even give out the number. Blog Talk Radio's down right now, our loving service provider. You know what? They should take their sales department, the people that charge our credit cards every month, they should take that department and they should have them in charge of hiring the tech people. Because the sales department is very efficient. They make sure that the accounts get deducted every month right on time, and they shut you off if not. But the tech, it's like, how many shows this week? Stro, you guys had yours canceled, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, so that was one. Ratboy had an issue last week. Top Rope Radio had an issue last week. Midnight Michelle had an issue last week. That's five that I'm counting. Oh, Podcast About Nothing had one as well. That's five or six episodes just in a 7-day period. And we're only talking like we do like 2 to 3 shows daily. So that's pretty bad. But anyway, you know, I don't want to dwell on it. This is a stripped-down edition of In the Room tonight right here on the VOC Nation Radio Network. VOCNation.com and TheBradyHicks.com. Brady Hicks here.
Unplugged.
Brady Hicks unplugged. Yeah, seriously. And I can't give out the number, obviously, because no one can call in, because no one's listening live. But you guys will be hearing this as if it's live tomorrow when you go to download it as usual. But I'm joined, as always, by the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy?
Not much.
Very good. Very, very good. We have the Stro. What's going on, Stro?
Oh, peachy to be here.
Peachy. You guys were probably hoping for a night off after 50 minutes of me playing around with this crap. And I don't blame you. You know, I was ready to call it as well. And Jordan. Jordan J. Garber's here as well. What's going on, Jordan?
Yes, Jordan J. Garber is here. Great to be back on In the Room. I know I host this the last few weeks, and now I'm back to visit.
Well, you guys did an awesome job while I was gone, and I do thank you for that. I had a couple issues come up, and then my vacation as well, but you guys stepped in, and it was very good. And tonight I had so many thoughts and so many plans. It's really good that my guest backed out, because, you know, obviously everything that went down, we wouldn't have been able to have the interview after all those negotiations. So hopefully we'll get all this ironed out by next week. That's ideal. But we're coming off one of the premier events of the year for WWE. Obviously, WWE SummerSlam emanating from the Barclays Center in New York City, Manhattan. Derek, our very own lovable Derek, was on location. He was there, so hopefully he'll be calling in shortly and he'll be able to give us an update about the show from a first-hand perspective. But I can say this, and by the way, Raw was phenomenal as well. To me, SummerSlam was like this tale of two different shows. Like, the first half to three quarters, I was just not enjoying it all. I was just so bored. I don't know if it was just me. But at some point, I don't know if it was during... It might have been Cena Rollins. But at some point, I started to get really interested. And I started to think, like, wow, this pay-per-view is, like, it's really turning out good. And then I thought, like, I got to get through... I watched it on delay last night, as you guys know. So I missed the beginning of Raw. So I'm watching it. I'm trying to get through it. I get done at around 10:30 Eastern time on Monday night. And I'm so excited now. I'm so amped. I'm like, I want to see what they do on Raw now. This is how excited I am. So I stay up until 1:30 in the morning watching Raw. And I gotta say, at some point, I don't know when they flipped the switch during SummerSlam for me, but at some point, WWE turned the corner. I'm excited right now about the current wrestling product. And I don't know how you guys feel. This would be a spot where I'd love to give out the number and take callers. Normally it's 855-VOC-RADIO, but obviously we're not able to do that tonight with the stripped-down version. But my God, Jordan, what were your thoughts on the last 2 days of wrestling. The last 3 days, really. Kathy, I mean, what were you guys thinking here? I mean, you know, you look at SummerSlam, and I don't know if I'm just being like a negative Nelly about the first half of SummerSlam. NXT was phenomenal. The second half was SummerSlam. I've heard people say, and I can't say that I can argue with this, that women's match between Bayley and Sasha Banks... probably not just the best women's match of the year, but maybe the best match of the year, like, altogether.
Yeah.
Stro, what are you thinking about these last couple days?
You know, through all the craziness I had this weekend on set for a film, doing a photo shoot with some actors, and finally be able to make it to watch. I was blessed enough to watch
NXT
Brooklyn take over. Along with SummerSlam and last night's Raw, and I'd say three great nights of professional wrestling. The NXT TakeOver Brooklyn, it rivals that of SummerSlam, in my opinion. I mean, fantastic matches. And Sasha Banks and Bayley, hands down, one of the best matches of the year, and one of the best, not only ladies' matches, Divas match, but one of the best matches altogether I've seen in a long time, and it was very apparent to the Brooklyn crowd carrying over the SummerSlam, you know, with the chanting Sasha's name,
right?
To SummerSlam, and it was just amazing. And Taker and Lesnar brought it. I mean, it's one of the best matches yet. Those two guys, hands down.
Yeah. You know what, and you're absolutely right, and if we're talking about NXT there, I mean, just a phenomenal effort by those guys, absolutely incredible. It's so hard to believe that's the quote-unquote developmental brand, you know, just with the fantastic job that they're doing down there. But, you know, if you talk about Taker and Lesnar, what I really liked about that match, and I don't know if you guys agree, but they were some of us. Myself, Derek especially, who felt like they kind of painted themselves into a corner with that match between The Undertaker and Lesnar, because you need Undertaker to win, but at the same time, you know, it's Brock Lesnar, and look at the role that he's beyond, and what does it say about him if he loses this match to this guy in his 50s? But I thought that they did a great job kind of giving a plausible deniability there. You know, I was really happy with the ending for SummerSlam.
I thought the match had the controversy that it needed. It wasn't your big, Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar. There's some controversy to it, which is nice for a main event match. I know people say, I want to see this match go straight off. Just a straight one, you bring out without controversy. Sometimes controversy is good, and it added to the goal. I don't think it's going to develop that much further, but it's just a good end to the story if the feud is in fact over.
Controversy creates cash, right, Stro?
absolutely. It's Seth Rollins, you know, I tell you, he's really stepped it up this late. I mean, the match you haven't seen on SummerSlam was really solid, and he pulled out all the stops. It was really, I mean, you know, even with the entertainment fact of Bobby Johnson was working in, I mean, the match itself, him and Cena really pulled it out.
I got the real feeling, and definitely, I would give Seth Rollins one of the MVPs of SummerSlam and Raw the next night as well. But I felt like WWE really kind of turned the corner as far as... And obviously the key is how do they follow this up, how do they go from here, but I felt like they did such a good job that I'm actually excited to watch the rest of the programming this week and heading into next week, you know? And a big part of that, obviously, is the fantastic job that Seth Rollins did building that whole show. And, by the way, how effing hot must it be under a curtain? Because Sting, he looked like he was taking a bath. He looked like he was... He looked like me after... I don't even want to say the gym. He looked like me while I was doing my laundry. Like, that's how I look. I don't know.
He was sweating. I mean, when you could see his face melting
sure.
off.
But so many good surprises. Obviously, Sting was a good one. Another one, another huge surprise, and I texted him this morning, Kathy. I'm sure you did as well. So happy for a good friend of the show, Devon Dudley.
Yeah.
The Dudley Boys. And I was worried it was just going to be like a real quick appearance because they were in New York. They have apparently... re-signed with the company for a couple years.
That's great.
Wow, that's phenomenal.
And it's like one of those things where it's like, selfishly, you know, here's one less guy in our back pocket if we need a guest. Like, he's not somebody I can call now. But, you know what, on the other hand, I'm so happy for them. Here's two guys that basically were pretty much set to retire again earlier this year. And look where they are. You know, and I got a question, WWE here. I mean, while it's fantastic that they did it, I got to be a little negative Nelly, but like the fans wanted this for more than a year, and in January this year, when the fans wanted it so badly, WWE just would not cave in and give it to them. Why now? I'm not questioning it. I'm just wondering why now. Yeah, that's what I like about it. I'm sorry, go ahead, Stroh.
No, I don't think they could have picked a better team to be involved with their return than the New Day. I mean, it's classic rivalry waiting to happen.
Sure.
So I'm very excited to see what transpires ahead.
Sure, absolutely. Their facial expression. Really?
Yes.
Wow. That's pretty cool.
I went to the show on Saturday night, and Danny goes, "Oh, you should have came over earlier." I said, "Why?" There's Bubba was here. I went, "What?" He goes, "Bubba just stopped in to say hi to the guys, talk to them," and I said, "That's awesome."
Absolutely. That's really cool. I had no idea that he even came down this way.
Mm-hmm.
So, quite an exciting couple days there, and obviously, I don't know. Like I said, I'm left with this feeling like WWE has turned the corner. I'm really hoping that that's the case. Because what I saw for all of NXT... for half of SummerSlam and for all of Raw, was about the most compelling that I can remember WWE being in 3 years, maybe four, maybe more. I was excited to be a part of this, and I was invested. Just some kind of entry thoughts there as far as those three shows go. By the way, I also loved the fact that the Wyatt family has a new member. And right away, you know who I thought it was at first? And then I was like, he's not that big. But I was like, maybe he is. Maybe he's bigger than I remember. I thought it was Bull... I thought it might have been Bull Dempsey. You thought it was Rusev?
I thought it was...
He kind of looked like him a little. Yeah.
I thought it was Rusev or Bolden. I'm not really happy with this whole Braun Roman thing. I think it's cool to have a new live family member, but I don't like it when WWE, and I've heard Hart talk about this quite a bit. I'm not trying to be a negative man. It's about this guy, he didn't even pay any dues. He went to the performance center, he got a contractor to do a strongman, so he actually had a look, but I kind of feel, people are going to be a little upset with me. I don't really think this new member deserves to have a spot in the WWE, because I don't think he's worked for as much as he was supposed to. And he could probably say something to me on Twitter, or he wouldn't even bother, honestly. The point being, so is, I just feel it should have been someone who, you know, deserves the role a little more. As of him playing the role, he did perfect. So I guess he didn't really deserve to make it to the main roster, but at least he's, trying to keep his spot, I guess.
Well, he's been there a couple of years, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, but it just doesn't seem... I just never heard of the guy before. He wasn't really... It was just kind of out of the blue, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know who I wanted them to add? It would have been perfect. I wanted a... Bo Leave! That's who I wanted. I wanted Bo Dallas in there. Come on, Bray! Come on, Brock! All you gotta do is believe.
Jimmy Hart's got more bass in his voice than that guy. Jimmy Hart's got more bass in his voice than that guy.
Yeah, he does. Oh man. And by the way,
out of that whole family, Bray got the bass.
I don't know. You know what was funny too is like. The and this sounds awful to say it, but when Bo comes out, obviously, and I lost it. I'm sure everybody else did. Bo comes out to talk to Brock Lesnar, and I right away would start with, I think he's wearing Eva Marie's pants. It looked like he was wearing Eva Marie's pants. And then, of course, my next thought is, my God, he's wearing white. I hope Brock doesn't really scare him.
I know when JBL said on commentary, almost like the dumbest human being on the planet, fucking Abbott Lesnar.
Yeah. Come on, Brock! I love it.
Well, also, on September 5th, in Voorhees, it's the Adventureland. Bray Wyatt's going to be there signing autographs, and so is Miss Fox.
Say that again, Kathy. I'm sorry.
Alicia Fox and Bray Wyatt are going to be at Adventureland in Voorhees on September 5th.
Kathy's so good, she's got an echo in her voice.
Wow. Are you going to this, Kathy? I know you're friends with Bray.
Well, I'm more friends with Bray's dad, but... But yeah, I'll be going to the show because then we're going down to the WWE Wildwood show.
Yeah, I was actually thinking about going to that. I'll have to see, but the time is quickly slipping away. I probably should have tried to get a ticket last week, so we'll have to see. But I might try to go. Actually, I actually have this special needs friend that I take. He lives down there year round, and I try to take him whenever WWE comes to town. But I've just been so backed up this year. I just never got around to doing it, but should be fun, though. I mean, have fun with it.
I'm helping you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, and by the way, Alicia Fox, I don't know... I mean, I'm trying to think of how to say this so that Derek doesn't listen back and get mad at me. I gotta choose my words very carefully. Sometimes. Alicia Fox has done such a good job blending with the Bellas that at this point, half the time I think she's Brie. Like, they came out, and I swear to God, Nikki was like, Nikki had more bronze on than, like, either of them. It's cool. I mean, I don't care. I mean, you know, believe me, I like getting tan as much as the next guy. It just struck me as funny. I can remember Layla L. Oh, God. Somebody just buzzed in. Who's here? Rat Boy is on the line. All right. And the best part is we can't even hang up on him.
Oh, damn. That's a good
thing. Rat Boy, I'm excited that you called in. Let me finish my real quick thought on Layla, and then I want to get to you, and I want to talk some stuff with WrestleFest. But Layla, when she came in, she looked so totally different than when she left. Like, her look changed so much. Is that the best PC way of putting it? I don't know. Maybe I sound like a total jerk. I don't know. I don't want to bury myself here. I'm just saying. I saw a Layla action figure from her first year in the company, and I thought it was a Naomi action figure. And then I saw the action figure right when she left, and she looked like Kelly Kelly. Something changed there. I can't quite put my finger on what it is, but something did. Something like that. Something like that. She's gone now, so. She's gone now. Alright, so Rat Boy, what's going on? He's clapping.
Boo-day.
See, but Derek's not here. Derek's not here. No boo day. By the way, do you play the trumpet, Rat Boy?
Me?
Yeah.
I can't play the trumpet.
No.
I can play the tuba.
I wonder if Derek can play the trumpet.
Why would you just say that out of nowhere? I'm just wondering, Brady, why would you assume that Derek can play the trumpet?
Oh, I'm just saying, you know, I assume that none of us can. I thought maybe he would be better at it.
You can play the flute.
Didn't he just say he could play the flute, and then you said you play the flute, and then he said I can't play the flute? Oh, Rat Boy. Oh, Rat Boy, stop. Stop, stop it. You're dirty. Oh man.
I did actually do a flute, a little spell. Drums, sang, piano.
Well, we know you play piano.
Yeah, right.
I gotcha. Yeah, you know what? When I was little, I played the recorder when I was in fifth grade.
I remember that.
I had to, and I hated my teacher. She was a troll. And she threw my recorder out the second story window. I'll never forget it. And then she made me go get it, even though like we weren't supposed to leave the school. Like, she made me go outside to go get my flute that she threw out the window. Oh, God. Yeah, I was terrible. I was absolutely terrible.
I don't play the organ.
Yeah, I'll bet.
I remember playing it in front of my dad's recorder right when I got home from school, and he just got home from work. He was tired. And I remember as a kid, all I did was play that recorder, and it was, like, annoyed him. It annoyed everyone. No one, like, bobbing around behind that damn recorder.
All right, so, Rat Boy, what was your favorite moment? Rat Boy, hold on. What was your favorite moment? We had NXT. We had SummerSlam. I know you didn't watch either one. So what was your favorite moment from Raw?
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
You know
Now, is it true that you were the, is it true that you were the Dudley? You were a Dudley, weren't you, Rat Boy?
Huh?
You were a Dudley, weren't you, Rat Boy?
Well, most boys are Dudley.
You were Dirt Dudley.
No, I was Rat Dudley.
Rat Dudley.
Rat Dudley.
Like rat dust. Wow. There you go.
He's the one I got my score.
Friends in High Places.
You know, it was in Dennis Polito's NWA, but he used to show up and got me, you know, probably the most funniest thing that they had around ringside.
Now, Ratboy, what were you, trying to think of how to say this, what were you, trying to think. I don't know how I want to say it. Never mind. Never mind. I'm just going to be nice. I'm going to be nice. Were you surprised to see the Dudleys come back?
Well, I didn't like it, but I saw a bunch of it. Wow, that was fast. That time to put down that Blue Day.
Yeah, the Blue Day. Blue Day is terrible. Terrible. Absolutely terrible. Were you surprised by Sting?
Nah.
I gotcha. So...
Because that's the error. They're trying to bring back the attitude there.
Yeah. I gotcha. Well, you know what, Ratboy? Okay, so let's move forward here. We got October 11th. We have coming up the WrestleFest, and we've been talking about this a good deal lately on the show. Even in my absence, you guys have done a great job promoting this thing. Ratboy, I kind of informally invited you to come with us before. I am a little concerned, because I remember taking you to conventions in the past where you're always getting up in people's faces and stuff. I was wondering. I had a couple ideas, and I think we really need to try one or more of them. Or maybe multiple, I'm not sure. But one idea I had, would you be willing to wear like a child's harness?
A what?
Like a child's harness. Like we put it around your waist and like one of us holds
maybe
it.
Maybe it's quite what the other one's got.
Okay, well, another idea I had, and tell me if I'm being offensive here, guys, because I'm really just trying to figure out the best way to do this. What if... No, I wouldn't put you in a cage. But are you volunteering to go in a cage? Can you imagine if you came in a cage? No, I was thinking... Go, no, you go ahead. Okay, I was thinking more along the lines of like a pen. Like behind the table, just have like a little like area where you can walk around in a pen. Okay, well, what if we brought you a Stardust, and you had to stay behind the table and just sign autographs? As Rat Dust, I mean.
I can do that.
What if we put you in a dress and made you, like, Rat and Shamrock, and, like, you could be the Stroh's valet for the evening?
Oh, me wearing a dress?
Yeah, Rat Shamrock.
Didn't he Rat
Tiffany?
Rat Tiffany. I could be Rat Jenner, right?
Rat Jenner, yeah. You can, sure. You could be Rat Jenner. Oh, man. Now, nah, Ratboy, I'm open to any suggestions, but at this point I'm leaning toward the harness, if that's okay.
The harness.
I was thinking,
What if we did like an over the top cool Jordan, I think you'd be good at this, like as a carnival barker. We could do like a freak show, and he could be in like this box thing, and people could pay money to come up and look in the box, and he could make faces at them and stuff.
They can throw you peanuts. No, I won't reach that level.
I'm only kidding, Rat Boy. I wouldn't put you in a box.
It'd be pressing.
Can we get a dunk tank?
I do like that idea. I just don't know where we're going to set it up.
I might want to dunk the rat.
What if we had just, like, this box and, like, people could put their hand... You know how, like... You can put your hand in a box and, like, feel what's in there, and, like, you gotta, like, guess what it is, and whoever... Like, Rat Boy could be inside the box and, like, grab their fingers when they put their fingers in.
I'll give you another idea.
Okay. I'm obviously open for anything.
Alright, what Bruce was mentioning a long time ago. Alright, remember when we all went up to Queens?
I don't think
tie a rope to my body. Alright, and I'll be the zooming train and go in the dumpster and pick out any kind of garbage and photograph it.
Ew!
Wow.
Let's stick with the harness.
The harness.
Because what it is that this guy went on my water bus, I just pick up an empty bottle, and I just find an empty bottle, and I get it.
Well, why do we need to tie a rope around your waist to do this?
Wait, what?
No.
Is there going to be a doctor board there?
I don't think so.
I thought Duke Grossi did the dumpster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So that's where we're at, and obviously, I welcome suggestions. Anyone that has any ideas for what we can do with Rat Boy, should he come to join in the room for the South Jersey WrestleFest. You know, make sure to... Yeah, I mean, you can tweet them, obviously, at Brady Hicks, at The Stro, at Kathy Fitzpatrick, at Jordan J. Garber, at RatStar7, at VOC Nation, and, of course, at In The Room Show. You know, we're open for ideas, also on Facebook. If you, I feel like the harness kind of sends the wrong message. Maybe the pen? I don't know. Like, I was thinking, like, we could just have, like, a little, like, kind of like baby gates. Like, and just tell him he can't, like, leave this, like, little squared area behind us.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
The white zone.
The white zone, yeah.
Well, you know what? I got a better idea.
Okay. It's got to be better than the rope idea.
I wear a dress. It's gonna be a Dallas Cowboys dress.
Why?
Put me in a Duncan tank.
Why Dallas Cowboys?
I don't like Dallas.
Everybody hates Dallas.
Yeah.
Everybody hates Dallas, you know?
I like how he just adds the dress on his own, like... I got a better idea, Rat Boy. What if we shave you, Rat Boy, and we put you in white trunks, and you just go around talking like this, and you can be Rat Dallas?
Oh, shit.
You got a rat leave!
Well, we got a whole bunch of things.
We do. And then it's just percolating right now. He's just...
Something funny and crazy.
We're just percolating right now, and we're not even, you know. But we'll probably, in all honesty, we'll probably end up with the harness. Would be my guess. We'll see. We're gonna have to walk them. Oh my God! Does anyone have a straitjacket? That's fantastic. Wow. We could wheel him in like he's Hannibal Lecter on like the crane thing.
That'd be great.
We're gonna think about this, Rat Boy. We're gonna give it some due diligence, and then we'll come up with something good. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And normally at this time, guys, I would say that you could call in with your own suggestions, 855 VOC Radio. But for this show, that's not going to work tonight. So, sorry about that. Actually, I could. Oh no, no one's listening live, so it doesn't matter. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio. Yeah. Yeah, we got to figure out something there because Blog Talk ain't working anymore.
What's going wrong with that?
It's just not working. I mean, it's like what happened with your show, but it's happened like 5 or 6 times this week.
So.
Well, we'll figure it out. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
We gotta find out where this place is so we can talk rally outside the building.
What, Blog Talk? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Start rallying at the building.
I don't know. Well, yeah, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. And I was really hoping Derek would be here for our suggestions for what to do with you, Rat Boy. But we'll get it all straightened out. I'm trying to think. I felt like I had more. As far as like. Yeah. What if we dressed you up like, I don't know. I was trying.
How about the little bull, you know?
The little bull? Oh, yeah. He'd be a good bull.
Yeah.
Kathy's like, yeah.
instead of his name, right? The bull.
Oh, boy.
Bullshit
here. Probably not a good idea.
Like a messed up malt liquor bowl.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I
like I act homeless and act like a bum and act drunk at the same time.
Well, we want you to do something special. You know, not just run of the mill Rat Boy.
Yeah,
Rat Boy, do you remember? I was trying to find this on the old VOC Nation. Do you remember? When we had that quote that time where you were like, you said something like, I got special people in my corner. You remember that?
Yeah.
What was that from?
That was from the radio show.
I want to get you to record that again sometime because I can't find it anywhere.
I don't think so.
No. We'll get it later. It's cool.
Well, I got 5 different ways. Albert only got
4. I can't even play the sound effects. I've got nothing.
Huh?
I've got nothing. I can't even play the sound effect. I this is terrible. Now I know how all the other schleps are that do podcasts. Whatever. I don't want to dwell on it. This has been a very negative show, and I don't want it to be. But as far as ideas for, what to talk about, the only other thing that I really wanted to talk about is the fact that Sting is actually going to be challenging for the heavyweight title at Night of Champions. I don't know if you guys heard this, but it's official. Sting...
I heard that today.
0-1 in WWE. Now, obviously, he has a little bit of a better record from his time in WCW, but he will be the number one contender for the heavyweight title.
I think that's really cool, actually. The question is that, is he going to be putting over Seth Rollins, or are we going to see his title reign for staying in WWE? And if that does happen, then a lot of history is going to be made. We know that thing was the WCW World Champion.
Sure.
But imagine, just imagine, if he was the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. This is something we would not even imagine 5 years ago. So it's really good that he matches that.
I mean, and you look at the guy now, I mean, for his age, to still be doing the finger splashes and moving around the way he does. I mean, he's definitely a testament. like Jordan said, it would be a story. He's becoming a WWE champion, if or so.
Now, my biggest concern, and it's kind of the same thing along the same lines as The Undertaker, I don't think Sting has as bad of a presentation when you look at him. He looks like he's still very in shape and very fit. Do you think it's believable, Stro, to have Sting actually win that title?
Well, it's just like we were talking about with Lesnar and Taker earlier. It depends on the way it's done.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And because you got a very gifted athlete, Seth Rollins, hands down, can pretty much do anything in the ring. So, I mean, logically, it's going to take a great effort and a great set of circumstances for Sting to overcome to become champion.
Be interesting, though. I mean, it certainly would, and I think even if he disrupted the title reign of Seth Rollins for a month or so, even if he just played spoiler, I think it'd be something that would really get a lot of people tuning in. Maybe even a lot of people that haven't watched wrestling in a few years. They might. They absolutely might.
Yeah, because what it is, Sting will hold it till Night of Champions, all the way up to WrestleMania.
See, I don't see that.
Wait a minute. His opponent's going to be no other than Undertaker.
That could be quite possible, because they did make the Undertaker a heel. So if they're making the Undertaker a heel, then, and Sting the babyface, he wins the title, it could be Sting versus Undertaker for the belt at WrestleMania. You never know.
Now, Jordan, I don't want to sidetrack you, but
that's true.
Jordan, I don't want to sidetrack you, but or sidetrack this discussion. But how can you say that the Undertaker was a heel?
Well, I don't know if I could say he's a heel for sure, but the fans seem to be more interested in Brock Lesnar than the Undertaker. Now we know that Undertaker did give a low blow to Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam.
That's true.
That is definitely a heel move. I consider that a heel move. Might still be a baby face, but right now, just the way I'm looking at him and the way he's turning and biting.
What about when he stabbed him in the hand? Was that a heel move?
I know, pretty much.
Yeah, I looked at it that way. I don't think a lot of other people did, though.
I don't know. It's one of those things where they're going to be trying to trick the audience. He's the good guy and he's the bad guy, but either or.
Right.
But here's the deal. The Undertaker, after that segment, or that segment, that spot in the spot, is that even the word? I don't know. I'm not a wrestler. But they did that point in the match where Brock Lesnar, he sits up laughing, and then he looks over and the Undertaker sits up and he starts mocking him laughing. To me, that was one of the funniest moments that I can ever remember the Undertaker having in a match. It was incredible. And they already started with the memes. Like, they're already... They've got the Undertaker's face on everybody.
Hilarious.
It's great. Absolutely fantastic.
And that would be a good card right there at WrestleMania. Sting versus Undertaker. Whoever loses, gotta retire.
Well, here's what I would see happening, because you'd still have, if you're doing that for the title, that means that you're going to have the Undertaker probably walking away as champion at the end of WrestleMania, and I don't see that happening. What I would guess, if they decide to kind of surprise people and put the title on Sting, I could see Sting holding it for a couple weeks, maybe till October. I think October's Hell in the Cell. I could be wrong about that. They might have changed it. But they could do a Hell in the Cell with Seth Rollins. It could be a total screwjob, basically. But basically, you know, you get the title back off Sting, and Sting is looking for vindication against the Authority, you know, but he still got to play spoiler there for a couple weeks with Seth's title. And to me, that would be the way that I would do it.
I'd give him a belt just for, even if it's for a day, I'd still give him a belt. Just to say that he was the champion of the world and he was champion, that's probably what they're trying to do with him.
Well, I guess we'll see, you know, and hopefully so. So, I feel like tonight was an absolute train wreck, and I do have to win the show, as you will. Derek, unfortunately, it looks like he's not going to make it on, but, I think we probably should kind of phase things out for tonight, I guess, and we'll be back next week, hopefully back with the live platform and everything. I'm going to look into that, and hopefully we'll be able to fix it. I've got a couple messages here from Blog Talk Now as we speak, so I definitely want to go through them. Stro, before we go, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you've got going on this week?
Well, coming up September 19th, I'll be big time wrestling Carolinas at the National Guard Army in Moxville, North Carolina. On September 26th, I'll be wrestling through the IWW Pro Wrestling event in Kingwood Fair, Kingwood, West Virginia. I just completed a film called The Brother's Statue, which is a mock film, which will be out later on this year, beginning of next year. I've mentioned also Checkpoint in the past. Film I just completed by Bill Goldberg, Forsythe, Kimmy Johnson, Sons of Anarchy. That will be premiering in 2013, so be on the lookout for that. And for more information, myself, Colonel Wrestling TV, what have you, films, go to my first website at www.strotogtro.com, Facebook, Stro Maestro, and on Twitter at Stro. And as far as tomorrow's WCW Retro,
yeah,
show, I'm the entire time, well, I'm just like tonight, you know, just wait and see. So, you know, see what happens.
I'll try and have an answer for you tomorrow. Or tonight or something. I don't know. I really don't know. I can tell you it's frustrating from my end because I put all this time scheduling stuff and uploading stuff and changing stuff and doing the website to have the live end not go through like it should when it's something beyond my control is beyond frustrating. So I do apologize about that. It's a continual thing with Blog Talk lately, but hopefully we'll get it ironed out. Or at least get some of our money back.
I got something special I got to do this weekend.
What's that? Before we let you go, Rat Boy, what's that?
It's the first annual social festival right here in New Jersey. I'll be there.
Social festival?
Tall Cedar Picnic Grove, 245 Sweet Mill Road, Hampton, New Jersey. I'll be doing a social.
Wait, what are you going to be doing? Oh, the Sosa. Salsa?
Sosa, yep.
Okay, doing the Sosa. It's so real. Wasn't that what Sammy Sosa used to say? It's so real? I don't know. All right, Rat Boy, thanks for calling in.
My buddy's putting it on, and he wants me to be up on stage while they're playing. I'll be dancing around the band and all.
Tell him I have a harness if he needs it. I'm only kidding.
No.
Talk to you next week, Rat Boy.
Okay, bye.
Bye. All right, so that was Rat Boy, and Jordan, do you have anything you want to plug before we get out of here?
Of course, follow me on Twitter at Jordan J. Garber. Like Joe said, we're going to see what happens tomorrow with Blog Talk Radio on WWE Retro. I wanted to say this, making an announcement on there, on here, on the earth, on in the room. Tomorrow, if we do have WWE Retro, we're going to get returning is former WCW manager Tony
So nice.
Hopefully everything works out, and if it does, we will get him on the air tomorrow. I sent him a text last week, and I'm going to send him another reminder tomorrow. So stay focused on that, and yeah, that's it.
Very cool. And, you know, we'll definitely be on the lookout for that. And I'm going to remind everyone to check out VOCNation.com as well as TheBradyX.com. We'll have the latest information on the Blog Talk Radio issues and when this is all going to be resolved. Kathy, anything that you want to talk about? Anything that you want to plug coming up?
Well, tomorrow night is Dojo Wars in Blackwood, New Jersey. And then Thursday night is a free show, It Will Very Hype, of ECWA.
Yeah, I'm very excited about that. That's the fan appreciation night. I've been asked to come and call the action for the ECWA, the Woodbury Heights Community Center, which you also may know as the location for Matt Tremont's South Jersey WrestleFest on October 11th. Ian, the room crew will be there as well. Myself, Stro, Kathy, Jordan, Derek, Rat Boy in a harness, or maybe like a baby carriage. Like if we put him in a bonnet. That would be funny. I don't know. I don't want to, like, I don't know. I always hear after the fact how mean I am to Rat Boy, so I don't want to necessarily be mean. I'm just trying to look for ways to be different and funny and to get him involved and to keep him from interacting with too many people. But, no, but in all seriousness, the ECWA on Thursday night, the free show, should be a lot of fun. Matt Saigon, for the first time ever, defends his ECWA title against Chris Wilde. So everyone go check that out. Saigon, of course, kind of a on-again, off-again contributor to here in the room. So looking forward to that. And I guess that's it. I mean, we'll say goodbye. It's weird. There's no music. There were no commercials. I'm not even sure how the sound quality is going to be, honestly. But hopefully this came out okay. We'll be back with In the Room next week, and be sure to check back exciting information about some upcoming guests that we have planned and so much more. So take care, be good to each other, and we'll see you guys next week. Take care.